Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Curaleaf, a medical marijuana dispensary. Whether you're a longtime patient or you're just getting acquainted with this incredible plant, Curaleaf of Pennsylvania is honored to guide you along your medical marijuana journey. Visit us soon at our new State College location. Hey, Dustin Hawkinsmith from Penn Live. I've got your Penn State talking points for Tuesday, August 16th, starting with a look back at Monday and the fact that Penn State was unranked in the Associated Press preseason top 25 poll, unranked for the first time since 2016. Same goes for the coaches poll previously, first time, again, unranked there since 2016. Shehan Jair Araja from CBS Sports sees things a little differently than the AP voters did. He called Penn State one of his underrated teams in that poll. Penn State, remember, received the fourth most votes from unranked teams, so call them unofficially the number 29 team in the nation in the Associated Press rankings. Shehan believes in Sean Clifford, he said. This is his fourth year as Penn State starting quarterback, his sixth season on campus. There's also an anonymous Big Ten coach, quote, floating around saying how much that coach loves Sean Clifford as well. So there are some reasons to believe, especially in year two with Mike Yurcich, that Sean Clifford can have a big year and lead this offense to a much better season than it had in 2021. Shehan also believes that the run game could be on the upswing. That requires a few different items happening. First and foremost, looking at the offensive line, that group coming together and being a much more efficient unit than it was last year. Also, the addition of talent to the running back room with Nick Singleton, the five-star, and Katron Allen, a four-star, true freshman who are making a lot of headlines early in their Penn State careers, have a chance to add an element of explosion to that run game. Really comes down to the defense holding the line and being somewhat as good as it was last season. Brent Pry moves on. Manny Diaz comes in. There's talent to replace up the middle. There's two edge rushers to replace on Arnold Ebiketie and Jesse Lucchetta. So there are some variables there, but it does look like a pretty promising group built around a really good defensive backfield. A lot of scenarios are in play for this team. There could be a rocky start with a road trip right off the bat to Purdue, a road trip to Auburn, a tough September schedule, but I think a double-digit win season is also in play if Penn State comes even close to the best-case scenario for the team. Hard to predict how things will go. Upside is clear. AP and coaches poll voters aren't so sure. Want to look real quick at Penn State's defensive end group as well. We had a true freshman, Ken Talley, who was on campus for 2 weeks, opted to enter the transfer portal on Tuesday. He put out an official tweet thanking Penn State, saying he loved every second of his time on campus, which didn't last very long. So he's off to the transfer portal. Just want to look at what Penn State has there at the defensive end position now and into the future. So in 2022, you're pretty clear at the top. Adisa Isaac, Nick Tarburton, two veterans of that group. Smith Vilbert, light bulb seems to be coming on for him. We saw him a really good performance in the Outback Bowl with three sacks. You have Chop Robinson, the newcomer from Maryland. He's got sophomore eligibility. Denai Dennis Sutton, the five-star. He's a true freshman coming from McDonough in Maryland. You have a sophomore in Amin Vanover, long, strong, athletic kid. He'll be an intriguing player to follow to see if he can make some headway in this rotation over the course of the 2022 season. Remember, sophomore Zariah Fisher, who's a converted linebacker, is out for the 2022 season with injury. You've got a couple redshirt freshmen who are worth watching in Rodney McGraw and Devon Townley Jr. These, I would say, are pretty critical development years for them. And then in the 2022 class, remember, Deni Dennis Sutton comes in, Ken Talley no longer there. And in 2023, they've got commitments from Tamir Robinson from Brashear and Jameel Lyons, both committed in the 23 class. Pretty good group at the top, pretty good pipeline of talent for defensive line coach John Scott Jr. to develop. Losing Ken Talley is a quick blow to the future depth at the position, but there is time to add to the 23 class and recruit that position, looking for an extra body or two along the way moving forward. Welcome to Curaleaf, a medical marijuana dispensary. Whether you're a longtime patient or you're just getting acquainted with this incredible plant, Curaleaf of Pennsylvania is honored to guide you along your medical marijuana journey. Have questions? Visit us at Curaleaf.com or stop in to see us at any of our locations, including our new State College dispensary located at 1248 South Atherton Street. Let's talk medical marijuana and let our confidence become yours. One last item to get to today. This comes from the crew at Blue White Illustrated, looking behind the scenes, cultivating some sources, saying that true freshman quarterback Drew Aller is taking some pretty clear steps in his development during preseason camp. Haven't seen a lot, haven't heard a lot about him, but behind the scenes, you're starting to see the light bulb come on for this five-star freshman from Ohio. Has better command of the offense. He's got throw-making ability that is starting to show up as he's got a better handle on how to anticipate and how to make these throws against a college-level defense. In other words, according to Nate Bauer from Blue White Illustrated, things are starting to click for Drew Aller. It's big news for the player himself, also big news for the Penn State football program. This is a five-star talent from Ohio. Everybody kind of waiting and wondering what Penn State is going to make of this kid. One of the most highly acclaimed quarterback prospects in the history of the program, certainly since James Franklin arrived in 2014. Sean Clifford, definitive clock here with him. His eligibility is up after the 2022 season. They've got Christian Veyu, they've got Drew Aller, and they've got Bo Perbola on the roster now. Christian Veyu is the veteran of that group as a redshirt freshman. Then you got the two true freshmen. So the future of that position is really worth watching moving forward. The Penn State program has expressed great confidence in Christian Veyu to be able to handle anything that comes his way. If Sean Clifford were to have to miss time or get injured, Christian Veyu showed against Rutgers last season that he's got a pretty good handle on things. He's got a pretty calm demeanor. He's a very relaxed player. And you saw that play out against the Big Ten defense. That's more than both Drew Aller and Bo Perbola can say. But Perbola got off to a little faster start than Drew Aller did. I think being a mobile quarterback kind of helps along the way there. But Drew Aller, the upside is really, really clear. He's a big, strong kid, 6'5", about 240 pounds, has a lot of arm strength. Power can make every throw on the field. One of the things that helped to separate him in the recruiting process was his ability to throw when things broke down, when there were defenders draped all over him, when the pocket collapsed, when he had to scramble, what if he had to throw it sidearm, if he had to make a jump throw. Those are all things that he showed he was capable of doing, in addition to the fact that despite his size, he moves pretty well for the position. So you're not looking at a traditional pocket passer with a cannon arm that you've seen so often not develop. He's got a little bit more to his game than being a statue back there. He can move a little bit, and he can throw when the windows are closing quick, and he can throw when things aren't perfect around him, which is a very, very good sign for him. And as the crew at Blue White Illustrated in their BWI Daily podcast on Monday noted, it's starting to come together for him, which is an important part of Penn State's development plan at the quarterback position. Thanks for tuning into this edition of the Blue White Breakdown. Be sure to follow along the daily Penn State podcast from us. Those can be found anywhere podcasts are. Everything else we do is available at PennLive.com/PennStateFootball. And we'll see you next time here on the Blue White Breakdown. Welcome to Curaleaf, a medical marijuana dispensary. Whether you're a longtime patient or you're just getting acquainted with this incredible plant,
Curaleaf of Pennsylvania is honored to guide you along your medical marijuana journey. Visit us soon at our new State College location.